trifecta.
Yes, we have hymn festival, we have baptism,
and we have communion.
The trifecta. Yes.
It's a glorious, glorious day. You know, the church had a really great beginning back there in the Jordan River with the baptism of Christ. But, you know, now it seems like the institution of the church, some of the time, well, maybe even most of the time, is far from where it should be. We've become a little complacent. We've become a little stuck in our ways. And we haven't been very good neighbors. And so today, baptism of Chip, we all are called to remember our own baptism, to remember the covenants that were made at our baptism. And what we need to do as the community of the baptized is to look into the baptismal waters and remember that our calling is more than an easy life. We are called to be followers of the way. We are called to love our neighbor as ourselves, but most importantly, to love God with every ounce of our being. And baptism, although Chip may argue with me about this, we think it's a gentle ceremony. We think, you know, the water is warm for Chip. I want to put cold water on Chip's head, right? And I have a nice towel for him. But baptism is the staggering promise to give our lives away. Now, Chip doesn't know that. His parents know that. His family knows that. We know that. And one of the covenants that we make is we will help Chip grow into that promise to give his life away for Christ. Really, baptism is a tangible expression of our inclusion in what I'm going to call God's subversive community. We're all radicals in here. Let's just admit it, okay? We are. Christ could have gone so many different ways, couldn't he? He could have said, well, I'll be baptized, and then I think I'll go stay in the temple, right? I'll just stay in there. It'll be nice and safe in there. And I won't upset anybody, not the religious authorities, not the Romans, not anybody. That wasn't Christ's way. The state executed Jesus because he called for people to value those without families, to give their money to help the needy, and to include everyone, everyone who needs grace. Now, many of us want the benefits of Jesus without the cost of following him. We want resurrection without the funeral. But you can't step into a new life while you're still clinging to the old one. We want God to forgive, but not necessarily to transform, right? We want heaven later without holiness right now. But the gospel does not work halfway. It's all the way. Grace not only pardons, not only forgives, it also reshapes and transforms. See, forgiveness is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of a new story. Paul puts it this way. If anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Notice the order. The old has to go for the new to come. Resurrection assumes there's been a death. And that's why baptism is such a powerful picture. It's not simply a religious ritual, but a picture of kind of a death and a resurrection all at once. Our old self is buried with Christ, and a new life rises up out of the water. And to receive the life of Christ is to lay down our own. Now, Chip, he's not going to get all this right now. So it's up to us to help him with that. To help Chip. But not only to help Chip, but to help Carol and Brett, his parents. That's what a community of faith does. We come together and support our children, our youth, each other, and parents. And in community, we have different voices. Because no one single person gets it all. So together, we get it all. And we help discern how Christ is calling Chip to live, and Carol, and Brett, and you, and me, and even those people in the choir. Because they're a shifty lot up there. And this is where many of us kind of get stuck. We want Christ as our Savior, but not as our Lord. We want his blessing without his authority. We want comfort without conviction. But Christ's call has always been the same, very consistent. Deny yourself, say goodbye to your old self, take up your cross, what I have given you to do, and follow me. Follow me. So as adults, here's a paradox, I think. The very surrender we resist is actually the doorway to freedom in Christ. Death to self is not the end. It's the very beginning of life that's truly a life. The gospel is not just an invitation to be forgiven. It is definitely that. But it's an invitation to be transformed, to be made new. And if we are true to our baptisms, we cannot make ourselves comfortable, cannot do only what we appreciate, cannot be satisfied with the way things are. I'm going to say that one again. We cannot be satisfied with the way things are. And our baptisms demand that we grapple with what it means to follow Christ. And that's your covenant that you're going to make with Chip and with Carol and Brett. We're going to grapple with the demand of what it means to follow Christ. Because the baptized tell the truth in a world that lies, give in a world that distakes, and we love in a world that lusts, and we make peace in a world that fights. We serve in a world that so wants to be served, and we mediate in a world that waits to be entertained. And we are called to take chances in a world that worships safety. Baptism. It was our ordination to ministry, our vow to live with more concern for the hurting than our own comfort, to serve in ways others, well, they may think it's a waste of time, and to take issue with ideas with which everyone else agrees. After today, Chip will define his life by what happened today, his baptism, for the rest of his life, as his soul grows deeper into that river of life. And what goes under the water, well, it doesn't compare to the one who goes on to follow the way of Christ. This is Chip's first step down a road less traveled. Christ went under those cold, muddy waters of the Jordan. And he came up praying. And what happened? The Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. Didn't come as an all-consuming fire or judgment like John the Baptist said it was going to happen. It didn't. It came down with the fluttering of hopeful wings of a dove. And a voice said, "You are my child. I love you. I'm delighted with you." And if you look carefully, when we baptize Chip, you'll see that dove. You'll hear that voice. You'll remember your own baptism. You've already experienced the freedom of baptism. And your role, your covenant, your promise is to help Chip experience that freedom. To let Chip know that he's not alone. To be with him as Christ is with him. We don't always get to be comfortable, and Chip's going to find that out here in a minute. We don't always get to be comfortable, but we do get to belong to God. And through baptism, we are called God's own. And God names us, I want precious, miraculous, unrepeatable, fragile, fearful, sparkling children of God, sisters and brothers to one another. For each one of us, the heavens open, the Spirit descends, and God says, you are my child. My beloved. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen.